Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The situation in Israel, of course, is a very, very real concern for us as well as many people around the world. And it plays out in different ways. We, of course, worry about the people, the lives of people there. We worry about the impact that it's having on people from a physical perspective, a psychological, emotional perspective. There are many concerns. But one of the things that I wanted to take a look at is what is happening not only on the physical battlefield or the psychological one, but what is going on in terms of some of the markets. One of them, of course, is the property market. We have seen over the last while an incredible resilience in terms of property and demand, as Jews around the world ironically somehow know that Israel is the one place that they would feel safe. But it also means people can't get there. People can't utilize properties, especially at the moment. Barry Cohn, who, as you know, from the Blue Agency, sponsors of the Israel Report every day during the week, joins us this morning. Barry, good morning. Firstly, I hope you are well. Did you have a semi-reasonable night?
I don't know if you can hear that, but that is actually the siren in the background.
Okay, so Barry, you go and be safe. And
I'm happy to carry on from my bomb shelter.
No, that's perfect.
If you
that really does talk to the very resilience we were talking about. But just make sure that you get to the... Yeah, we can hear
I'm getting there. Just hold on one sec. Just got to kick the cat out the way in the meantime. I'm going to have to cope with my family, guys.
Right. Okay. So, yes, just tell them that they have to behave now because there are a lot of people listening.
Okay.
So there you go. Okay. So, first of all, just let us know that you're safe. You're in your ma'amad. And
there we go.
We heard the door lock.
Side and ready.
So just for our listeners who might not know exactly what's just happened now, Barry, just take us through the last minute and a bit.
Just hold on one second, Howard. Sorry, this is going to be... I just want to get onto a proper...
All right, while Barry sorts his Wi-Fi and his connection out.
So I'm now connected to the Wi-Fi. I'm now connected to the Wi-Fi in the bomb shelter. So basically, our average day is usually around 11, 12 o'clock at night. We get a siren. That's the go-to-bed sign. So we live in a townhouse, and you get a warning that there's going to be a siren in your area. So we just make sure that we close to the shelter. And then when the siren goes off, we go into the shelter. And usually for about 15 minutes until they tell you that it's safe to come out.
Right.
When we're in the shelter, our shelter is pretty well insulated, but you can definitely hear the interceptions. Above us, well, not really above us, but close by. Even if we're in Ra'anana, if there's an interception in Herzliya or Kfar Saba or possibly even Ramat Gan, we would hear it here.
It's actually interesting because I was talking to my son who lives in Ramat Gan, and there were in fact two falls yesterday and the day before, and it's very scary how nearby these things are, because you know he sent me this map and he said, well, to walk there might take us 10 minutes, but actually it's because of the roads, this is how far it is, and it's very close. Israel is not a big place.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's from here to Herzliya is a few kilometers, and from here to Ramat Gan is probably 7 or 8 kilometers.
Yeah,
So
very, very.
it's and just bear in mind these the major damage is done by the fallout,
The
the debris,
shrapnel.
shrapnel. So you know, that can fly anywhere. So, but Howard, back to business.
Let's talk about the
You wanted.
property. I just wanted to understand what is happening. You know, this is what we are day 19. There's got to be a complete pause at this point, I'd imagine. But what is it, how does the market work? Because there's so many factors that play into this.
So I would say right now, what we're seeing is anybody who's in an actual deal, who has been, you know, is in contract, they're carrying on with the deals. Contracts are closing, contracts are being signed. You may find one or two instances here and there where people have decided to put it on hold, but for the major part, people are carrying on in their purchases as normal. Obviously, those people that want to buy who are still searching, that's kind of come to a standstill. And I think it's more of a on a practical level in terms of, you know, can you go and see it and can you visit and
That's really what I
you
would
know
imagine.
you want to measure your time, because if, you know, I'm in Ra'anana, if I'm going to show a project in Tel Aviv, am I going to stop along the way for sirens? So, you know, that has put a different perspective on it. So I think that right now we're not seeing a major change in the market. Things carrying on as normal, except for the new buyers. But obviously, it's still early days. I mean, we don't know exactly where this is, how long it's going to take, and if it carries on much longer, I'm not sure exactly, you know, how resilient we'll be in the long term. But right now, it seems to be.
Right. Barry, we do need to unfortunately leave it there because it is 7 o'clock. We've got to go to news. Just
And
stay. Sorry, yeah?
my two granddaughters have woken up now, so there was no chance of carrying on
In any
quietly.
event, just make sure everybody stays safe and we are thinking of you. Not simple at all.